Europe's most important court has ruled that protection from climate change is a human right. The judgment will be put to the test in Britain by a climate change refugee who lost his clifftop home to sea erosion. Rising seawaters and increasingly violent storms caused by melting ice and warmer oceans are a special concern on Britain's east coast. Special correspondent Malcolm Brabant reports from the village of Hemsby by the North Sea.
For Kevin Jordan, this is a painful trip down memory lane.
It was natural for me to retire to a place like this. I could sit outside on my veranda, gin and tonics in the afternoon, watching the ships go by.
His dreams were wrecked 6 months ago by the cruel North Sea.
We had quite an unexpected storm, caught us unawares, actually. My house was demolished because of erosion. I lost everything. There's no compensation for when you lose your house like that.
These pictures are all that remain. Jordan now lives in a social housing complex, which he finds as depressing as his new status.
Climate change refugee, that's for sure. When you see these poor people trying to seek a better life in another country, it's so similar. My life has been affected very badly.
This battered coastline belongs to Hemsby in the county of Norfolk, 140 miles northeast of London. Blessed with a long, world-class sandy beach, it's a magnet for sunseekers when it stops raining. The concrete bathing platform is a benchmark. 50 years ago, it was identifiable as a Second World War defensive bunker. Now it's surrendered to the deep. Britain's Environment Agency says that this part of eastern England has one of the fastest eroding coastlines in Europe. Climate experts predict that within 25 years, a third of all of Britain's coastline, that's 1,200 miles, will be under threat from rising seawaters. And that would mean that more than 500,000 homes would be vulnerable.
You're getting quite big waves hitting Hemsby, where in the past they were probably a little bit smaller. And so you've got this hot spot of erosion.
Professor Robert Nichols, who heads the Tyndall Centre for Climate Change at the University of East Anglia, offers little comfort to those on endangered coastlines.
Even if we stabilised climate, this coast would continue to retreat. These problems would become smaller, but they wouldn't go away. So I think you've got to deal with living with erosion regardless of what's happening with climate change.
I've seen those bungalows go in 2013 and 2018, and I tell you something, it was heartbreaking to watch. You just have to hope and pray, you know, that it doesn't get any worse.
Carol Boys wants her children to inherit her home, but the widowed former nurse fears it'll be the next cottage to succumb to future monster storms.
I'm very upset over it because, you know, it could have been stopped. It's very stressful because you don't know what's going on down here. You don't know from one day to the next. I do get the impression that nobody's listening to us. Yeah, I really do.
It is a big fight, and the big fight basically is political will.
Simon Measures is Carol Boy's next-door neighbour. From here, he runs a web design business, as well as the campaign to save Hemsby.
We spent years and years getting a plan together so we know what material we need, where it has to go. It's all done.
Measures and his fellow activists are exasperated with their elected politicians.
We don't seem to have any push from the local council. And the local council isn't pushing our MP, and our MP isn't pushing in Parliament, and Parliament isn't pushing the Environment Agency. It just seems to be that's what's lacking just here.
Sir Brandon Lewis, Hemsby's Conservative Member of Parliament, rejects claims of political inertia. In a statement to the NewsHour, Lewis insisted he was in constant touch with the local authority about erosion. 35 miles south is history's lesson about the North Sea's voracious appetite. The lost city of Dunwich is Britain's Atlantis. Legend has it that during storms you can hear the bells of churches that lie beneath the waves less than a mile offshore. This is all that remains of medieval Dunwich, once a centre of religious patronage.
The dotted yellow line is the coastline today.
Historian Sarah Peel on Dunwich Museum's prime exhibit, a model of the lost city.
That's Blackfriars, that's one of our friars. They would have been the Benedictine monks. Dunwich was once the sixth most important port in England. Today it's a village of about 75 to 100 permanent residents.
Why is Dunwich relevant today to the climate crisis?
We're looking at the 1286 storm where they lost about 30 metres in 3 days.
That's 100 feet.
We are seeing more of those storms. What were once 50-year storms are now happening once a year, twice a year, and we're looking at seeing 5 or 10 of those every year by 2050, probably.
Scientists agree that increasingly violent storms are the product of global warming, rising sea levels caused by melting ice caps, and warmer oceans. Kevin Jordan accuses the British government of failing to protect him from the effects of climate change, and he's hoping to make legal history by suing the state in a test case.
My home and rights have been challenged because of the fact that the way I was evicted from here, my house was destroyed, no compensation. We are just treated like nothing.
Jordan's lawsuit is due to be heard in London's High Court in June. Although Britain has left the European Union, it's still subject to judgments made by the European Court of Human Rights, which may work to Jordan's advantage. Earlier this year, the European Court ruled in favour of Swiss women who claimed their government had failed to deliver on its climate change obligations.
The court holds that under Article 8, states have a duty to adopt and to effectively apply in practice regulations and measures capable of mitigating the existing and potentially irreversible future effects of climate change.
So could the British authorities be compelled to build defences like these not far from Hemsby? The Environment Agency insists it's trying to find a sustainable solution after spending more than $250 million on flood prevention in the region since 2010.
It doesn't make sense to think about holding the Norfolk coast where it is for the next few hundred years, but I think then the government has to get involved in actually dealing with erosion and actually helping people to live on an eroding coast.
The Hemsby activists fear that ultimately the government is prepared to sacrifice the local tourist industry with its trailer parks and traditional British seaside attractions.
Hemsby as a tourist attraction brings in, you know, 88 to 100 million pounds a year. We need 20 million of that to put defences in for the next 20 years. Well, 20 years times nearly 100 million, that's £2 billion. Any business would think, well, that makes sense, but we can't get that message across anywhere.
Will that argument prevail? Climate change expert Robert Nichols has his doubts.
If we protected the coast, we'd be giving up hospitals, schools. There are clearly choices that have to be made with the resources that are available.
So the future for Simon Measures and his neighbours looks bleak as they continue to live on the edge. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Malcolm Brabant in Hemsby.